little bit about a site on the Parsha, which is very chavuv to me, which is very special. In the first part of the Parsha, we have the Eitza of Yisroi to his father-in-law. What happened? Moshe was busy all night, all day, judging the Yidden. He had no time for himself. Yisroi gives a Eitza. What's the Eitza? Set up a system of Dayanim. The hard cases, they'll bring to you. The easy cases, they'll pass in for themselves. That way, you, Moshe, will have more time for yourself. You won't be busy all day and all night, passing shyless. Okay? And we find that Moshe implemented the Eitza of Yisroi. He thought it was a good idea, so he set up the system, and the hard cases he took for himself, the easy cases, the younger Dayanim paskened. Now, if you look at the Psukim, right after Moshe implemented this Eitza of Yisroi, it says in the Chumash, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. First, B'chodesh HaShlishi, they gathered, and Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, that the Yidden gathered by the mountain. And we know the famous Rashi, why does it say Vayichan and not Vayichanu? It's not grammatically correct. But Vayichan, Rashi says in the singular form to tell you that the Yidden were like one man with one guf. They had achdus. So the Sifsei Chachamim points out that there's a strong connection over here, that the Eitzah of Yisrael, the implementation of Yisrael's Eitzah, and to make a system of Dayanim, actually brought upon the Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Why? Because when the Yidden weren't judged, there was tightness on each other, right? If you have to go to dintayra to someone, with someone, and you're not judged, so there's tightness, you're not b'shalom. Through making this system where everyone can get judged in a faster way, that brought upon shalom to all the Yidden, because now they can get judged quicker and they have shalom with each other. So right when Moshe did that, he was able to quickly have all the Yidden judged, and now they can be b'shalom with each other. That brought upon Kabbalah Satayra. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Now that the Yidden are judged, they don't have tainus on each other, and they can be achdus with each other. And that is what was the catalyst, that's what brought upon Kabbalah Satayra, the achdus, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Now that there's no tainus on each other, everyone's b'shalom, we could be the Ish Echad B'Lev Echad and Makabal Satayra. You see from over here that in order to makabel the Torah, the Yidden have to be ba'achdus. This Eitzah of Yisrael wasn't just stam an Eitzah for Moshe's benefit, it was a benefit for all of Klal Yisrael. Now if all Klal Yisrael is b'shalom. Why? Because the base of Mikdash was built. Vasuli Mikdash Lashin Rabim. You shall make for me. You Klal Yisrael should make for me a Mikdash and have a Mikdash. Well, if there's sin of Shechinam, there is no Mikdash, because the Shechinah only can come in a Mikdash that Klal Yisrael built, where there's a unit called Klal Yisrael. And when there's a sin of Shechinam, there is no Mikdash. There is no Shechinah. So we see that the Rebbeinu Shem will give the Torah only to a Klal Yisrael. If there's no Achdus, there's no giving of the Torah. So too Shechina. The Shechina, Hashem will only come down into Mikdash where there's a unit called Klal Yisrael. If there's Sin Shechinam that destroys the Beis HaMikdash, that it can't work because there is no Klal Yisrael when there's Sin Shechinam. So we see here a beautiful idea. Hashem wants the Yidden to be one unit, and that's how you can give them the Torah, and that's how you can give Shechina, that's how you can come down to the Beis HaMikdash. You see from here how one's benam lechaveroi is not just a mitzvah benam lechaveroi, and it rather helps someone to accept the Torah in a more meaningful way. Because the more we have, the more achdus we have, that helps us be mekabel the Torah in a more meaningful way, and it lets us plant the seeds for the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that any nation where they don't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in their days, it's like they destroyed it. So when you work on Be'el Chavera, you work on Avis Yisrael, that helps you, your own personal Kabbalah Satira, your closeness to the Rebbeinu Shalom, because it brings, lets the Yidin Kabbalah Satira in a more meaningful way, and it brings the Shechina, because we can only rebuild the Beis HaMikdash if we have the Shechina. So just tell a story. How you see this by the Gedolim. The Gedolim Yisrael were so careful, much more than necessary, much more than the Halacha requires in their Be'el Chavera. They went above and beyond because they recognized that when you have Be'el Chavera, it's not just that you're doing a mitzvah, but you're strengthening the Achdus and Klal Yisrael, and you're making the Kabbalah Satara much stronger and bringing Shechina to the Beis HaMikdash. So when you go above and beyond, you're doing much more in Mitzvah Be'el Chavera. So you see this from the Gedolim, how they act. From Moshe Feinstein, one time, had a guest. His guest name was Rephraim Greenblatt. Rephraim Greenblatt was a Gadol. He lived in Memphis, Tennessee. He grew up in Eretz Yisrael, and his father sent him over to come to America, and his father's friend was Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe had him staying in his house, and Rav Moshe gave Rephraim a room, and Rephraim was sleeping in the middle of the night, and maybe 2 or 3 a.m. And Rephraim was in his room. He was happened to be up, and he heard the door open to his room, and his eyes were opened a little bit. He saw it was Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe came into his room at 2 or 3 a.m. Why did he come in? So Rephraim was too scared to open his eyes. He pretended like he was sleeping, and Rav Moshe came, and he lifted up the blanket on top of Rephraim. It was a cold night. Rav Moshe was scared Rephraim would be cold. Oh, gevaldik. He didn't have to do that. He went above and beyond for Yidden. He wanted mechazik achdus. Why? Because the more achdus, the more Kabbalah Satira. The more achdus, the more Shechina. And that's really what a chashva lesson we can learn from this parsha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.